Let's talk about some of the response you've gotten to this article, starting with the vitriolic response that we mentioned. What have you heard from people?
Well, I've heard a lot of anger. I've heard that I'm stupid. I've heard that I'm greedy. I've heard that I did this to get famous. I've heard that I'm a whore. I'm a prostitute. The founder of Generation Rescue, J.B. Handley, sent me an essay that he'd written that started off saying that I'd been raped intellectually by Paul Offit, and went on with that metaphor to say that Paul Offit had slipped me a roofie, which is a date rape drug, or indicated that I had been given one. I've had sort of veiled threats about how, you know, this article will haunt you for a very long time. One person said I'd be thinking differently if I lived to grow up. So I've had a lot of that kind of stuff. Mm. And
on the other side, a lot of positive response as well.
On the other side, an avalanche of positive response. Not just from scientists who you might expect, but from a lot of parents. Parents of autistic kids who have been shunned by their community because they won't vilify vaccines. Parents of kids who've gotten sick because they decided not to vaccinate. So, and very heartfelt letters there. And some of the responses are short and sweet, and some of them are really, you get the sense that people have had a lot bottled up and they have a lot they need to express. That's been enormously not just gratifying to me personally, but important. It's part of why I thought I should start sharing it in real time with the readers, because people are thinking about this right now.